Always nice to catch up with Dr. Harry Edwards. Harry is a noted sports sociologist. He's considered to be the leading authority on issues of race in sports, and he has also been involved in recruiting black talent for front office positions in Major League Baseball, and his career is focused on the experiences of African-American athletes. And always when a number of issues come up, I turn to Harry Edwards to give us some clarification and insight. Harry, a lot of things have been popping up in the sports world lately, and the most prominent one is about gay athletes. And I recently had a poll here on Sports Byline asking whether you thought it would be a problem having a gay athlete on a team, and a majority of people, in excess of 60%, so said they did not think so. Where are we on that issue in sports today?
Well, I think that at this particular stage of the evolution of sport in this society, it is time for us to move away from some of these perceptions and systematic discriminations against people whose only real sin, as it were, was their sexuality. I have been in Major League Baseball. I was an officer of a consultant to the Office of the Commissioner of Major League Baseball for 5 years. I was involved with the NBA for 10 years, the Golden State Warriors, and did interviews of and rookie symposiums for the NBA for a number of years. I've been involved with NFL for 30 years, and for 17 years, I interviewed athletes at the NFL Combine and have had an ongoing relationship with athletes, both free agents and draft choices, who came through the 49er organization. Everywhere I have been, from front offices to field crews to trainers to coaches to athletes in the locker room, I have encountered and found gay people. And don't tell anybody old Edwards told you so, but there are also gay people that I've encountered among the media who cover the sports. And so this is one that we need to simply get over and get on with it. And it's not just an issue of an athlete coming out. It's recognizing that gay people exist throughout the hierarchy of sports in American society, just like they exist throughout the hierarchy of American society overall. They're full and equal citizens and should be treated as such.
When it comes to prejudice, and you're an African-American man, so you certainly can talk about this, whether it be about race, whether it be about religion, or whether it be about sexual orientation, it usually comes from ignorance. There's no doubt about that. But also there seems to be a fear factor as well. We have a young population. We have new technologies in our lives and everything. Is that changing, Harry?
It's changing a great deal. The younger population is a lot more accepting of people for the kind of human being they are, rather than what it is that might characterize some particular aspect of their lives and their reality. The younger people that I've encountered coming up through the ranks have been much less vitriolic about their perceptions, negative perceptions of about as far as negative perceptions of gay people are concerned. Even if they had some questions about it and didn't understand it, and as I've told people that I've counseled, it's not a sin to have questions about something that you don't understand. Where the sin comes is when you move from the questions to the fear, to the discrimination, to the outright hatred in some instances based upon what is essentially a lack of information and fear. In some instances, it's religious orientation, and I support that totally and completely. I think that people should have total religious freedom to believe whatever they want to believe. I do not think that religious freedom extends to discriminating against other people based upon your religious beliefs. I think that that is where the line is crossed. So I've had these conversations many times with young people, and I find them a lot more flexible than some older people from older generations who oftentimes refuse to even acknowledge that there's an issue.
You know, I don't think anybody's surprised that a person in the heat of emotion or anger will yell something or say something that's inappropriate. But I think it surprises a lot of people, Harry, and you and I talked about this after the Super Bowl about Chris Culliver and what he had to say about gay athletes not wanting to have them in the locker room. And then you think about somebody like Kobe, who did something along the same lines as well. And I think because they are both minorities and have had to fight their way through these struggles before, why is it happening that way?
Well, I think that, first of all, let's be serious about this. Somewhere in the cultural backgrounds of all of us, we have had to deal with issues of race. We've had to deal with issues of gender. We've had to deal with issues of sexual preference. We've had to deal with all kinds of issues. And in the stress of the moment, some of those are early perceptions or immature perceptions or presumptuous perceptions can bubble to the surface and actually be blurted out. So I don't think we should give people a pass to say that and say that, well, they just blurted this out, because nobody blurts out, you are a mass murderer. You know, nobody blurts that out, because that's not part of what has been downloaded into their cultural perceptions and value system about that particular person or class of people. So it has to be in there to come out. The issue and is, are we fighting a struggle to divest ourselves of those kinds of prejudices and presumptions? And I think that this is why we have to cut each other some slack. All of us come through those cultural territory. Some of us come forward with stuff on our shoes that shows up when we least expect it and would least desire for it to happen. That's not the sin. The sin is not acknowledging that it is incorrect and struggling to deal with it. The rest of us have to simply look at that and say, hey, you know, I understand how he got there, but that's not what I'm concerned about. What I'm concerned about is, where is he going to go from here? And this is where I think Chris Culliver's contrition, the fact that he's working with a gay organization, the fact that he has extended himself to gay youth in Northern California and in the Santa Clara area, I think that all of that speaks to the fact that we simply have to take that for what it is and move on. I think he's learned a lot, and I think we've learned a lot as a result of that experience that he had.
In 1947, Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball, and I know Brandon Iannabedao, who plays in the National Football League, says he thinks as many as four NFL players will come out. What type of athlete is it going to take to be able to be the first or the second or the third to come out and admit that they're gay?
Well, you know, I have mixed feelings about compelling gay athletes to come out. If there are those athletes who wish to come out, I think that we should support them 1,000%. In point of fact, I think that if I had my druthers before any gay athlete came out, I think that heterosexual athletes, front office personnel, owners, people in the media, and everybody else should come out and make it very, very clear that we support all of our family of who are involved in sports, irrespective of their sexual orientation. I think that if heterosexuals came out, there wouldn't be nearly the pressure for gays to come out. But if they did come out, I would hope that rather than an athlete coming out, that you would have a group of people come out, not just athletes, but people in front offices, people on training staffs, people who are in the referee business, people who are in the media, that they would come out, that all of them would come out. And let it be known that when you attack one gay person, you attack us all. And then that position be supported by heterosexuals who say, when you attack our teammate, when you attack our front office cohort, when you attack a gay referee, when you attack somebody else in the business that we're in because they're gay, you attack us all. So I would hope that you would get a resounding chorus of support from heterosexuals who come out in support of our gay citizens And then when somebody does come out, that everybody, as to the extent that that is possible, comes out. Because I think if one athlete or two athletes come out, you may have a couple of heroes. But I think that given the circumstances, you could end up also with a couple of martyrs. And that is not something that I would wish upon anybody.
Noted sports sociologist Dr. Harry Edwards is with us. And when we come back after the break, I'm going to talk to him about the Washington Redskins nickname. There are a lot of people that think it's offensive. I have certainly stated that on this program as well. There have been a lot of people that have protested against the nickname as well. And yet the Washington Redskins seem to fight any idea of possibly changing that nickname from Redskins to something else that would be acceptable. We'll talk to Dr. Edwards about that. As we continue across the country and around the world, we've got you on Sports Byline.